Thank you, Mary.
Wow, I get to thank you in person.
I know.
It happens once a week.
Once a week.
Wednesdays at just after 5:35, Weather Wednesdays. Sometimes a little learning, sometimes a lot of forecasts, sometimes a lot of explanation about our weird weather.
We have a lot of terrain influences with our weather out here. You know, it's not just a flat state in the Midwest, not that that's dismissing any, weather factors, if you will, but it can make it more challenging based on how our fronts come in, based on the terrain influences. You have a lot of different microclimates here, you have to be a very humble meteorologist and be ready to take it on the chin if you need to, because, you know, it can be very challenging, yeah.
Well, you know, I kind of enjoyed our visit when you told me what POP means.
Oh, percent of precipitation, yeah.
Right, and so here comes a really great example from somebody we both know, young Mr. Sam, great guy. He said, picture a grid with 100 squares on it. Yeah. And if you say 40% chance of precipitation, then 40 of those squares will get hit with rain.
Right.
That is, there it is.
Yeah, that's a great way to put
it. Great way to put it. Yeah,
you're talking, the percentage is confidence and coverage area. So when you hear someone say 10 to 20% or even 30%, I would count that as isolated. Mm-hmm. You get up into 40, 50, it's a little bit more scattered. 80 to 90, your likelihood of you having rain is going to be very high. So we have to, I know people just want to know, was it going to rain at my house?
Yeah.
But this is an imperfect science. I think meteorology has come a very long way in the last 10 years. It's still imperfect. We still have to, computer models are not everything, especially here in Colorado. And we still have to really combine, you know, human knowledge with computer models to really try to give the best forecast possible. And probability is still a big part of what we do.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it makes it even more fun because you can predict a little longer.
Yeah.
A little farther out. So here we are on Wednesday. We can talk about a pretty good shot at what's going to go on Sunday, right?
Yeah. You know, we got an area of high pressure is going to continue to build across the southwest, a good little ridge of high pressure, in fact, by the weekend. And that's just going to continue to heat up the surface. So high pressure is sinking air, and you have a very strong ridge of high pressure. It compresses the surface, and that compression at the surface is an added heating mechanism along with daytime heating. So you got several factors that will be playing into how warm it's going to get this weekend and into early next week. We'll be pushing well into the 90s for Colorado Springs next week. Upper 90s, low 100s will continue across Pueblo and the Eastern Plains. And I do think it'll trend on the drier side. We have drier air working into the region right now, but still enough moisture to contribute to some daily mountain thunderstorms. Just won't be anything too widespread for the rest of the week. When typically this time of year, we got a good monsoon flow coming in, and we just don't quite have as much moisture to work with this week as we did, say, this time last week.
Right, that little impish grin I'm wearing. I'm referring back to Sam and the analogy of the grid.
Right.
If you live in one of those 100 boxes,
yeah,
I'm going to move into a circle.
There you go. Trying to find a loophole in the system. Yeah.
Let's put Mary on the spot just for fun.
Okay.
I have heard the term Indian summer bandied about. People are thinking that it's going to stay hot into September and October. What do you think?
I mean, I did definitely think, you know, the last 5 years I've been in Colorado, that's the way it's been. The monsoon season typically continues until late September. I think we could definitely see warmer than average temperatures well into September. But I do think we're going to be heading into a wetter than average winter again. You notice the trees are already starting to change just a bit, too. A lot of that is because we're decreasing daytime
heating. I'm blotting that
daytime
out.
Heating.
I'm blocking it out.
I know.
I'm in denial.
I know. Equinox is mid-September. Rut, all things start changing. El Nino is still forming in the Pacific. And so that influences the behavior on the jet stream. And I think that's going to continue to be beneficial for us here for plenty of moisture going into the fall and the winter. So we could be talking about similarities between this past winter and the winter coming up. So a lot to prepare for.
Yeah, and I've heard you use the term lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
Consistency is okay.
Consistency is not always a bad thing. Not always. But, you know, we're in a sub-arid climate here. We dry out so quick.
Oh, gosh.
People always like to say, oh, but we had so much moisture this year. Yeah, but you're closer to the sun. It's warmer. Your vegetation dries out quick. Your reservoirs are doing great, but you still have to take into account how quickly we can dry out.
Very, very good stuff. So a little bit of high pressure coming up through the end of this week and into the weekend, and that ought to keep us a little warmer.
Much warmer, mostly dry. We'll still see some pop-up showers and storms across the mountains and even some isolated storms across El Paso County, but most of the area is going to trend on the drier side.
Very nice. Looking forward to that. Mary, yeah. It is always such a treat to have you here
Thank
on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Appreciate
Mary
it.
Matthews, KRDO News Channel 13's chief meteorologist with a good reason.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
wonderful,
you, Dad.
Mary.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.